This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk create in Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back at a Chuckery Show. Hanging out in the Kia Studios Wednesday night with you. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Well, we continue to get ready for Falcons, Panthers coming up Sunday, week one in the NFL. Falcons at home, and, hopefully it is all good news after the game. Let's head out to the waitfor.com hotline. Let's talk to our friend of the show. We'll be talking to her all season long, Tori McElhaney. She covers all things Atlanta Falcons for AtlantaFalcons.com. You can check her out and follow her on her personal Twitter page, at Tori_McElhaney. Tori, as always, thanks for a few minutes on the show tonight. As we get ready for an official new season, we're ready to go, and it can't come here soon enough.
I couldn't agree more. I'm just ready for some real football.
Yeah, no doubt. Give us a little bit. What do you think your gut tells you as far as Cordarrelle Patterson? I mean, I know, you know, again, we got kind of some updates, and he was a partial participant in practice. We saw Mike Hughes back. What does your gut tell you about a couple of these players, whether it's Okuda, Cordarrelle Patterson? Like, what are you thinking their status is going to be at the end of the day?
Yeah, so I think when you're kind of looking at a guy like CP and a guy like Mike Hughes, those are two guys that I think it wouldn't strike me as crazy at all to say that they could be back on Sunday and be ready to go for week one, even though they haven't been fully practicing in a couple weeks. I do think that you could probably put the ball in CP's hands right now and he'd probably be okay. So I think it's not something that I think every single time they've talked about it, it's like soft tissue. And sometimes those things just need some time off just to heal. And they've had, I feel like, plenty of time. They've had a lot of time. So if they're around 100%, they'll be good to go. I think Jeff Okuda is maybe a bit more of a question mark for me. Now, I'm also not saying that CP and Mike Hughes are going to go out there on Sunday, but I think they have more of a likelihood than Jeff Okuda just because of the nature of the injury and the fact that they have been limited and Jeff Okuda hasn't made it out to the field just yet. I think it probably could be a few more weeks for him.
Do you think there's any chance he goes to a short-term IR if this thing is going to go 2 or 3 weeks before he's going to be ready? I mean, is that kind of still on the table, do you think, for him being on short-term IR?
Possibly, but with the IR rules right now, it's if you go on IR, you have to miss 4 games. Mm-hmm. So if they were to have put him on IR, this past week and said, okay, he's going to miss the first 4 games of the season, then okay. But if they have any inkling that he could potentially be back in week 2 or week 3, then there's no need to put him on IR because then you're kind of blowing him for 2 games that he could possibly be back.
So, Tori, when you look at this matchup, and I know it's a different season, that these teams are completely different, than what they were last year. But, you know, it was kind of striking just how many similarities. I mean, they're not mirror images, but, you know, they were pretty close in a lot of the numbers that they had. I mean, save sacks, you know, the Panthers were pretty much drastically better than the Falcons at sacking the quarterback, but the Falcons were drastically better at running the football. But when you look at, like, scoring, pass defense, rush defense, yards per carry, like, there's a lot of similarities between these two teams.
Yeah, no, and it's interesting, too, because you kind of feel like both feel like they're kind of at the cusp of something. You don't know what direction this thing is going to go in, I think, for either team. And something that I think is actually pretty intriguing and why I think I'm so excited that this Carolina and Atlanta is the week one matchup for the Falcons is because it almost feels like this is going to be a coach's chess match to a certain extent, because neither team really has a lot of good looks on what either side is going to do offensively, or honestly, to be completely honest with the Falcons defense, there are so many new pieces that you don't know what that defense is really going to look like either. So, I mean, Jerry Gray today said there are a lot of things that we haven't shown on film yet in the first three preseason games. So I just think there's a lot out there that we just don't necessarily know about these teams and how they're going to operate when it comes down to the wire on Sunday. So that's something that I think when I'm looking at these two teams and where they are, that's something that I'm actually pretty intrigued about, because it feels like it's going to be, one would hope, good football.
Torrey McElhaney joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline, Falcons reporter for AtlantaFalcons.com. One thing, let's talk about our favorite thing in the world with the Falcons, depth charts. But I was excited to see D. Alford be listed as the first team punt return guy. And look, I'm excited about him getting a chance. And look, I would love to see Avery Williams out there. I love Avery Williams, and I think he does so many good things, not just in the punt return game, but obviously, you know, his offensive and where he's had to play all over the field. But I'm excited to see D. Alford. I mean, maybe it's a small thing, but I am excited to see what he can do. And, you know, again, hopefully he gets some opportunities and some chances to show. And look, who knows what can happen. But I liked what I saw in the preseason. And that's at least one thing that, you know, is kind of maybe a little bit fresh or different than maybe what we thought going into the season. I'm excited to see what he can do back there.
Yeah, I am too. And I think this is a guy who went out and earned that spot. I mean, I remember at the very beginning of training camp, it felt like it was a competition for that spot with like four or five, maybe six guys that were consistently fielding punts during training camp practices. And slowly but surely, as the preseason went on and, you know, injuries happen and then you have a cut down and et cetera, et cetera. But D. Alford was the last man standing. And I think when you look at what he was able to show, even just in that one return that he had against Miami and kind of that ability, I mean, this isn't someone who I don't think has fielded a ton of, has been a big-time punt returner at any point in his career. I mean, I think he's only had I don't even want to say a number, but I don't think it's a pretty significant number in terms of how many punt return yards he's had over his entire career, whether it be college or CFL or whatever. But he's somebody who I think has established himself as somebody who wants to go. He really is a guy who I think wants to go out and make an impact. And I think that he's done that so far in the preseason. It's something that I'm really excited to see come Sunday.
So I'll ask you a question that my producer and I were kind of talking about. So if I give you the number 25 and a half, do you think Desmond Ridder throws more passes or throws fewer passes than 25 and a half?
I think it's going to be fewer. I think if you can stay around that number, that's maybe where you want to be. But I do think that the Falcons have something really special in terms of what they're able to do run when they run the ball. And I don't think they're going to get too far away from that, especially when you have when you saw what a guy like Tyler Allgeier did just, I think, in and of himself last year, the fact that you now have Bijan with him. And let's be honest, even though Bijan has a bunch of abilities as a pass catcher, I do think that he's still a running back through and through, and I do think we're still going to see him have traditional carries. So I think the Falcons are good if they're right around that 25, but I think just in terms of maybe the first I don't know, the first game and just trying to get your feet wet. A young quarterback's best friend is a solid run game. And I think you don't want to push, I wouldn't want to push it too far in week one. No.
Yeah, and as great minds think alike, I mean, I think the number's going to be about 22 to maybe 24 because, I think the other thing too is, and it looks like Brian Burns may end up playing. He did practice today, so obviously there was a question mark about contracts and different things like that. But I think the other part of it too, Torrey, is I still think that there is some questions about how good in pass protection our offensive line is. And, you know, is Caleb McGarry a guy that can handle a bigger load in pass protection? You know, obviously the interior of our offensive line. And look, you got Shaq Thompson, Brian Burns, Derek Brown. Like, there's some beasts up front for Carolina's defense. Yeah. And I think part of that is just not getting too far behind the chains and taking too many chances in the passing game and not accumulating yards for it.
Right, yeah. And I think, don't get me wrong, I think that, you know, the guys are going to have their targets, and I think that Desmond's going to have plenty of opportunities to throw the ball on Sunday. But I just don't want, like, I don't want people to go in there thinking that Drake London is going to have 12 targets. I mean, heck, he may, but, and there's always an opportunity for that to happen. But for me, if I'm just kind of just looking at what the strengths of this offense still is, it's still running the ball. That hasn't changed. Just because you have a new person in at left guard, I don't think. Like, I do still believe that this offense, it kind of hinges, the success of it hinges upon how solid this ground game can be and how they can continue to pound the ball on the ground.
Yeah, I agree with you. Torrey McElhaney joining us here from AtlantaFalcons.com on the WadeFord.com hotline. And look, I've talked about this, you know, repeatedly here over the last few days, that I think the key to the game is the defensive line of the Atlanta Falcons. Can they keep pressure on Bryce Young? He's not a running quarterback, but he can make plays with his legs. But you don't want him to get comfortable. You don't want him completing nine passes in a row. You don't want him to feel good. I mean, you know, I really do think that this is where Ryan Nielsen is going to have something up his sleeve, where they try to get consistent pressure on Bryce Young.
Yeah, well, I think it goes back to something that Jerry Gray said today, and Jerry Gray's the assistant head coach defense, and his role is kind of in the secondary, but he was making such a good point where he was like, our goal going into this game in week one is to make Carolina uneasy. And I thought that word uneasy was such a good word to describe how they want to impact a young quarterback. If you have a hand in his face, 9 times out of 10, he's going to feel uneasy. He's not going to feel comfortable. And I think the less comfortable Bryce Young is, the more opportunities there is for the Falcons, obviously, as a defense, to make some plays and maybe cause some three and outs. And so I really think that if that's the contingency that they want to live in, if that's the plan that they want to live in, and they even said, you know, yes, it was funny because Jerry Gray was like, yeah, we're playing defense and everything like that, but we want to go on the offensive sometimes. Like, we want to go up in the attack, and that's what we want to be. That's who we are. So I think, like, actually being able to see that series in and series out, drive in, drive out, that is where this defense can really make a stand.
And, you know, last thing for you, Torrey. I'm going to be curious to see where Carolina attacks this defense because – again, it's not an immensely talented, you know, group of skill position people, but you do wonder about, okay, do they pick on the second corner for the Falcons? Do they take, you know, a Hayden Hurst and attack over the middle of the field? Like, I'm going to be curious to see just kind of what Frank Reich has up his sleeve as far as where he decides to attack this defense.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, you know, there's going to be some times where Frank Reich gets the best of this defense, but I think it's, and it goes back to kind of the first point that I made when we were talking. It's like, this is going to be a coach's chess match. This game is, because the Falcons don't have any tape of this Carolina offense with Frank Reich calling the plays and Bryce Young as the quarterback and all their other pieces. I mean, they don't have tape on that, but simultaneously, Carolina doesn't have tape on the Falcons either. So it's really going to be about the in-game adjustments. And, okay, if they have an explosive play, how can the Falcons defense come back and actually make a play in and of themselves to kind of keep things moving in the right direction that they want it to move in.
Tori McElhaney, she covers all things Atlanta Falcons for AtlantaFalcons.com. She'll be joining us here all season long, and she joined me on the WadeFord.com hotline. Give her a follow on her personal Twitter page, at Tori_McElhaney. Tori, as always, thank you so much. And, look, we'll be looking forward to talking to you all season long.
Can't wait. Looking forward to it.
You got it. When we come back from the top of the hour, it will be time for the Falcons flyover. We'll hear from the head coach and the quarterback, plus a couple other news and notes as PFF hands out their preseason awards. And guess what? The Falcons are involved. Aren't you excited, Day-Day? With that fresh dew back there. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 910 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.